This is the Podcasteria Pop Culture Effect, Episode 8. All right, we're back for another episode of the Pop Culture Effect. I'm Brian. Joining me this week is Sam. And we'll be talking this week about another Star Wars trailer. Felt like we just did one of these.
Never-ending stream of Star Wars trailer.
What's funny is, though, most of you don't know, is when we recorded the review of the first Star Wars trailer, that was like the first podcast we recorded it, but we like kind of kept it in the can because other things came up. So we threw it on the feed later, not knowing that another trailer was coming out soon. Otherwise, I probably would have just waited and redone it and done two of these.
Could have done them back to back.
But we'll figure we'll do this one this week. So the second teaser trailer, I guess, because I don't know, they're calling it a teaser. I don't really know what 2.5 minutes doesn't feel like a tease, you know, or was
yeah,
it that
long?
Yeah,
but there's no dialogue.
Yeah, there's no depth to it.
It's just quick shots, really quick shots.
What was your first instinct? Because I have a first instinct. What was your first instinct? First thing you thought when you saw it?
I was trying to. I think like I do whenever I see these trailers, I was trying to find something to poke fun at. And there was plenty of stuff.
Oh, yeah, lots.
But, I mean, so many of the reactions, I was just reading comments, and so many of the reactions were, like, blown away. I felt chills and so on. And I didn't get any of that. At least in the first trailer, we had a little bit of chills.
Because it was new. It was yeah.
But like
I did get a chill.
The shots that were chill worthy were like different or extended shots of stuff that we saw in the first trailer already. So that was already kind of blown for me.
Honestly, the trailer didn't hold much interest for me because I was trying to piece together what the heck I'm seeing. I was distracted by the voiceover. And then I get to the ending, which is actually what I liked, which was the Han Solo. And Chewbacca, that actually gave me chills.
That's when people get chills.
Because I saw that, and I'm like, okay, this is really happening. Because honestly, my first instinct up until the Han Solo part was this is fan-made. It felt fake. And that's not a good thing, considering this is a big studio production. It didn't feel real to me. My initial response, as I was watching it, and somebody who messaged it to me when it got released was, you know, I messaged them back, this is a fake. This is obviously a fan-made.
Don't know what you're talking about.
It felt fan-made, and that's so bad because it really wasn't. And when I went back and watched it again, I'm like, okay, it was a little better than that. But it didn't feel polished. You know, a lot of the effects are still, it feels like it's got a little room to go. Like the lighting seemed off on some scenes. The background felt like a background as opposed to, like it's trying to show that it's really there.
They're taking it back to the roots with matte paintings and
oh, I know,
like plastic figurine. No,
but I'm not used to matte paintings anymore.
So you're saying it looked fan made or just
unfinished.
Not real on account of the effects not being finished or
right.
the colorizing not being normalized. Or...
Right, which obviously they'll correct, but I don't know. I don't know why they did it. I guess they have some event going on that they did it. I'll say this. I love Star Wars, but I've only seen the movies. I haven't read the books other than a couple of them. And I was reading the comments, too, like what a lot of people were saying, like picking out certain characters. I'm like, I have no idea who that is. And they're picking these people out, like important characters that everybody should know. And it's like this Kylo Ren. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, people were calling back to the different races, and like Kylo Ren is like a revenant, or they're asking about that or something. And then it sounds like they're calling back to video games and past movies. And I was under the impression that we were kind of blowing a lot of the canon out of the water for this. So I don't know how much of it actually carries over and how much we just want it to carry over.
Because for the longest time, all of the stories, all the fiction that was written... that wasn't in the original six movies was post-Jedi. So now, that's what I thought, too. They were going to blow up all that. None of that happened. Here's our telling.
We had a bunch of video games that were pre-
We had some video games that were pre- We had a couple books that kind of filled in the blanks. So yeah, there was a lot going on, but I don't know. Where I felt like it was fan made is because this is usually what fan made trailers do, is they take some sort of dialogue from a previous movie, and that's what they did with the. It felt spliced, like the Luke Skywalker saying, you know, Force is strong in my family. You know, father had it, I had it, my sister had it. And then it felt spliced, like it was a horrible cut because the volume was louder on the next one. You have that power too. And some people are saying, oh, that's obviously re-recorded. I'm like, it didn't feel like it. It felt like they took that line right as it was in the movie and just cleaned it up a little bit. But
yeah, I think they just pumped it up to emphasize... You've heard this line before, right? We all know that. And then this is the part you haven't heard, and this is where, you know, Abrams is hinting at secrets and revelations to come, right?
All right, so we'll break down the trailer a little bit here through the various scenes that happen. It starts with another desert sequence. I'm going to jump around. I'm not going to hit it scene for scene. But if you're ready for scene for scene, tell me when I'm missing something. We had the sequence with the crash Star Destroyer.
Okay. This is my favorite scene.
I do like that.
I mean, it's just beautiful to see this Star Destroyer crash in the desert, even though it looked kind of like a matte painting.
Right. I think that when it's a finished film, it's going to look epic. Right. When it's a finished film, that's going to look better. That was one of the scenes I was talking about where it felt unfinished. I think that's going to be really epic when it's done. But it is quite cool. I love that shot because you don't really notice what it is at first. And then as the camera starts to pan over, you see it. And yeah, it's knowing what happens to all the, you know, all these Star Destroyers are crashing amongst themselves.
Right. Well, you have to imagine that the reason why I like shots like this, and I think we talked about this in the previous episode, is that it suggests something happened before this scene. Like, there is history here.
Yes.
And I just love the idea that you don't even have to tell me what it is. I can imagine in my head there was a battle in orbit, and this thing came down. And that makes me feel good.
X-Wing crashed in front of it? And
oh, I didn't even catch that. But that's even better.
I like it. Supposedly the desert planet of Jakku. I don't know what that is. So we'll move on.
Hey, look. I see the X-Wing. Okay.
There's the X-Wing.
Moving on.
So next, I believe, is the Darth Vader's melted helmet.
I don't know why he kept it. Why did you keep it?
Or did somebody go? did somebody go to this grave site and like find it? I don't know.
On the moon of Endor.
Right.
Come on, guys. It's not like a big vacation spot, right?
Right. So we have that. You know, his father had it. Next, you have
Luke sharing a moment with R2.
Luke with R2. I mean, it's obviously supposed to be Luke. You know, there's questions like, who could that be? Really? I mean, okay.
Have you seen these movies?
Remember, there's this movie out called Empire. Something happens to his arm. Go watch it. And he screams no, falls. During one of the edits, he screams no again, but then they took that out. Okay. So you got R2 in him having a moment. What somebody noted, though, was either he's sitting next to, like, a bonfire, but one other thing I read was somebody was speculating, could he be on, like, Mustafar? Because they said it kind of had that dark, volcanic feel to it. I looked at it again. It really feels like he's just sitting next to a fire. But, you know, with the embers kind of going around, could he be there? I don't know why he goes there.
That would be a weird jump.
Yeah.
Make.
Why does he go there? But yeah, I think people were reaching with that one. But okay. So he's got he's standing next to a fire. There's his moment. That's probably the first scene, and honestly, I think what we'll see. Then the handing of a lightsaber is next.
Yeah.
And this is right at the time when I guess Luke is saying, my sister has it. I don't know who the heck he's handing it to. Or if he's even the one handing it.
Looks like a woman or child's hand.
Right. It's his. It's a left hand handing it to a right hand.
It's got
to
be like his kid.
I'm overanalyzing this. Does Luke have a kid, or is this going to be Luke and or Han and Leia's twins. Are they having twins in this movie? I don't know. I haven't looked. That was in the fiction that they had twins.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they had three kids.
But they
and
they
I guess there were twins and another.
Right. So is that what they're doing? I don't know. No idea.
Two? One or two? I don't know.
So let's
they were
see.
At it.
Then we have the bad guy who's going to be our bad villain. I guess this Kylo Ren, is he going to be, because is this movie going to set up, it's obviously setting up another trilogy. Is this character going to be like the Darth Maul, where he's so bad for this one episode, but we're going to kill him? And then we'll find out who the real villain is later.
Because we need a different baddie in every movie. We can't have one bad guy.
Right.
That would be too much to ask.
So, I don't know. He's got his broadsword lightsaber with the silly little things.
The hilt.
The silly hilt that I just can't get over. And you enjoy.
So. Well, I like it until I realized, I think I said this last time, like, those metal things would just be cut off.
Right.
As soon as you get into a fight. So, it's kind of silly.
The stormtroopers look different. So, again, I think we talked about this last time with the helmets changing subtly, but you still know it's a stormtrooper, but throughout time it's changed.
Is this the stormtroopers assemble scene?
Yes.
I thought that was the worst CG I've seen.
It felt
it entirely a CG scene, and it looked terrible.
It felt unfinished, I know.
Yeah. There's... Oh, and the insignia behind them?
Right, is different.
Reminds me of a Stargate with teeth. I was trying to get it while you were drinking.
It does. It is a different.
Or a butthole.
Right. Okay, we can go that way. No, it's definitely a different insignia than they've had before. You know, they're trying to keep it a little similar, but it's almost the Sarlacc pit. So.
Which looks like a butthole. So
right.
The Empire is now called the First Order.
Are they?
Yes.
Did I miss that?
It's all over the... Have you even used the internet before?
No spoilers here.
and the the Rebels are now called the Resistance. So,
okay. Now, this scene where the stormtroopers are assembling, I've heard people speculate that they're on Hoth. Because it is a snowy background.
Is it?
So somebody was wondering if maybe they're using the old Rebel outpost there as their base.
I think people just really want to connect it.
I know. Everybody's going to be a different movie.
I mean, to me, it's already bad enough that we've got like a desert planet and an ice planet.
In one movie.
And there's got to be a forest planet in there somewhere. Yeah, it's like we're hitting it all in one movie.
In one movie. Just in case they decide, you know, just in case Disney decides, yeah, this isn't a moneymaker anymore. We're going to stop here. We got it covered.
It is a nice planet. And the TIE fighters are...
They're a little different.
Well, in the shot of the stormtroopers assemble,
yep.
They're white and black, which makes the whole... So the wings are supposed to be solar collectors.
Okay.
And if they're painted white, that would be very ineffective because it would reflect light. So I don't know what's going on here.
And where in the movies did it say they were solar reflectors?
Well, that was in the extended fiction.
You're,
I think
you're making
probably
this up.
In the X-Wing game. I just want it to be solar collectors because I want the Empire to be really green.
To be really green.
They're like, guys, CO2 is out of control.
It's out of control.
We have to.
The Empire was really just misunderstood. They were quite liberal. They were.
I mean, they didn't like oil drilling.
That's right.
They preferred natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, we're moving on. So we have stormtroopers flying amok as things are exploding.
As stormtroopers do.
As I guess a TIE fighter is just firing amongst its own. Is this our hero character, the looks like ex-stormtrooper that we see in the previous trailer?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Is he going to be our new hero character to connect us, or is he just gonna be some insignificant character that they're force feeding us?
He was
in the trailer that who like dies.
He's been in this trailer like three times.
I know.
He's. I mean, we haven't even seen Luke. We haven't seen Leia. Like he has got to be significant,
right? Or they kill him because it becomes like a Roland Emmerich trailer. Like you know, you show.
Show the guy that's most likely to get killed the most often.
Yeah, in Independence Day, he shows all these people but the people that are like known actors in the movie. And you think, oh, these are the people that we're going to have to follow throughout it. Who the hell are these people? And, oh, yeah, by the way, they all die. So, anyway.
Guess he didn't show the dog, did he?
Yes, except for the dog. Dogs always live. So, we have a space scene with some ships approaching a Star Destroyer.
Yeah, the escorted shuttle. So that weird, I don't want to analyze the ship design too much, but that Star Destroyer looked funky to me.
It's different. It's a little bulkier in the middle.
And it's got a severe underbite.
It does. I'm looking at the still of it right now. Yes, it does. And they still have that inefficient shield deflector ball on top of the bridge.
Let's just put our most vulnerable spot sticking right out in the open.
Yeah, why the shield deflector need to be that shaped? Because it's so easy to destroy, as we learned.
I just imagine like the rebellion training videos with like arrows pointing at a still of the deflector array going, shoot here.
Shoot the ball. So it's
remember,
the
balls
only...
are the weakest part of the... Wait, what do we say?
It's the only round thing, though, I guess. It's the only round thing on this ship. Shoot that. All right. We have some other stormtrooper-like guy, or is this Kylo Ren in a different helmet? I don't know.
Well, people are speculating that it's one of these elite troopers.
Sure.
It looks badass. I guess that's all there is to it.
Yep, and they were known in the fiction. The elite troopers. So
it is known.
It is known. So I've heard. I haven't actually read it. So,
yeah.
And then we get to the big reveal. You know, the part of the trailer that makes it not fan made.
Wait. We've got a little shot of the little rolly droid. Inside the Falcon. That's what the Millennium Falcon and I are really close. So I just call it Falcon now.
That's right. There was a Falcon scene. I don't have it. I missed it here when my clips. Scene. There was one where they were on the desert planet going inside like another crash ship.
Yeah, it was another crash Star Destroyer, apparently.
And where I thought fan fiction, when they were inside of it, I'm like, oh, it looks just like that scene where he's inside the
like
Star
Jedi.
Destroyer and
exactly.
Jedi. And it, like I said, it felt like they borrowed from other cuts everywhere else. Like, I remember when the Attack of the Clones, a fan-made trailer came out, and they were like splicing in scenes from like Braveheart, and they just replaced all the axes with lightsabers, and
yes,
it looked ridiculous, but it was fun to watch. this felt like along that level, so that's bad.
Well, I mean, it's a nice action-y scene. It was just, and I feel like they're doing their best to call back to the original trilogy as much as possible, and that's good, but at some point they're trying too hard.
Well, the point, you know, like you said, they're filming it trying to use some old school techniques. They want the, you know, the sets to be real feeling, you know, not going to use a lot of CG, calling back to that original trilogy. They're going to do a good job. We talked about this last time. I expect it will be good. I will enjoy it, but and I'm not saying the trailers are giving me reason to be worried. Like I said, I just think this one felt a little unfinished. The last one I actually thought was pretty good, but it didn't show us a lot. This one's giving us a lot more grander scenes. And
I can't wait till the full extended trailer comes out.
I know.
And it's just all going downhill from the original.
What
season.
Is this crap? So,
guys, in 2 weeks when the next trailer comes out,
I will be doing another one of these because, I'd rather watch Star Trek V. Okay, so we have the finally with Han and Chewbacca. Chewbacca looks great. He's been alive a long time, not a gray on him. No. Han's feeling the age. And
I wonder if Chewie teases him about that all the time.
And everybody who read the fan fiction when Chewbacca died, look, he's alive. God.
Maybe it's his clone. Cause
maybe. So Indiana Jones and Chewbacca are together again.
I like that Han is just wearing like a casual button up and a leather jacket.
Like he would, though. It's what you would expect him to wear. I just hope he doesn't play every other character he's played since those movies and actually plays the rascally guy he played before. I hope he has gone back and watched himself and to kind of get that fun giddiness, because if he's matured, it'll lose me on the character. The character still needs to, you know, be the way he was then. He needs to do that. He needs to have that attitude still about him.
I can't imagine Harrison Ford not playing every character he plays now.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, because if he starts storming in and he starts... there's so many characters.
Well, part of it is that he... And I apologize to Harrison Ford, but he looks pretty feeble now.
Yes.
Like, he's not getting around so good. And the fact that he broke his leg...
Yeah, I'm hoping all his scenes were filmed, you know, because last time we were talking was just around the time when he... crashed a plane.
Crashed his plane, yeah.
And I hope he...
I think he broke his leg like 2 weeks in the film. Well, you know, I get everything wrong, so just...
Well, he's in his 70s. I mean, he's not young anymore.
No, and I would like to think that they don't do much with him in this movie. Like, they just have him there so that, you know, we get the connection to the past characters and we don't, like, linger on him throughout the entire movie.
But I would be disappointed in this one if we just get cameos. You got to have them involved. We can't have cameo scenes. Obviously, we're going to introduce new characters that are going to take us through the rest of the trilogy, and these guys will be more, bit parts. But I hope it's not just like a cameo walking in, waving to the camera, and then walking out, and then we don't see him again. I hope there's more.
But it's not. It's not about like Han Solo and Chewie and Leia and Luke and anymore.
Oh, but it is.
Sam, you have no idea what you're talking about.
It better be.
But do you understand what I'm saying? Like, we're trying to kick off a new set of movies, and we can't keep it on these characters this whole time. Besides the fact that I can't imagine, you know, Han Solo running through a Death Star, you know, being chased by stormtroopers anymore, except perhaps in a wheelchair or something.
But that'd be so fun. And if it's like the same stormtroopers from back then, you know, and they're all, you know, with walkers. And
they can't hit them either. they've got like little blasters attached to their walkers and their electric scooters.
And knowing the shooting accuracy of a stormtrooper, I mean, he could be on a slow-moving wheelchair or one of those stair climbers, and he'll be fine.
I want to think that the Star Destroyer or Death Star or whatever we got now has like those moving walkways and airports.
Right.
So he just like hops on those, and then you get like a wide shot of the stormtroopers on the conveyor behind Han and Chewie. Yep. And they're like shooting each other. And then the blast doors come down.
I'm just interested in seeing Mark Hamill too, because I don't think anybody's physically seen him since
Jedi. He was doing in this trailer what he does all the time, which is just voiceovers now.
Right, exactly. He is a voice actor. So, and if he pulls out like a Joker laugh, then it's over.
Done.
No, I think I agree. I think they're going to be handing the film off, or the series of films off, to that next cast. But you will get, I think, the most of what you're going to see from these characters you're going to get in this episode. And then as the trilogy goes on, you'll see them less and less. There'll be more, you know, important background characters as opposed to in the main.
I think they'll probably stop by the retirement home once or twice just to check in on them.
That's what I mean. Yes.
Yeah.
But in this one, I think we'll see them a lot. And then, you know, if they make we're not as young as we used to be jokes.
Like, this is a throwback to Cocoon or something.
Exactly.
They're going to jump in the magical Isla Mari pool or something. And...
those jokes are coming. You know they're going to Isla Mari pool.
I realize as I said that Isla Mari is like the absence of the force power. So
right, but still, that's funny. So I don't know.
Anybody remember playing Jedi Knight Dark Forces?
I do.
our land parties. Mm-hmm. I used to kick your guys' asses.
You did. Well, there was no mouse control then. So.
Fair.
I guess. Okay. So that being said, I did get a little bit of the chills watching, because I get the chills watching any of the trailers, and I get the chills watching any of the movies. I still enjoy them today. They hold my attention all the way through. And, you know, excited to see this one and its production, as we talked extensively last time, you know, with a fresh take on it, and somebody who can actually direct. Direct ensemble casts.
Okay.
Or direct at all, really, honestly. I can't, George Lucas, he can't direct. I don't know. We'll see. But was the trailer great? No. I think the first one was better because it was the first one. I think this one I expected more. And again, I'll say what I said in the beginning. It had this kind of unfinished look to it. But, you know, we got to see a little more of what's going on in the world. I have no idea from this trailer what's going to happen from scene to scene, and that's okay.
Which is good.
And that's that's what your teaser would do, your full-on story trailer.
And maybe that's why it's considered a teaser. And you know, once we get a real trailer, it'll actually have plot elements in it.
Right. I mean, back in the days, teasers would show you like one quick blip of something, and then just, you know, teasers would last 30 seconds. They wouldn't give you this much. So, but hey, it's a different world we live in now. What else you got on this one? Anything other stuff you've read?
I read about the Empire and the Rebels.
Yep.
Speaking is hard. And I just had observations like how. So I saw a lot of the. I was looking at pictures of the props that were used in the movie.
Yeah.
And I like all the practical props and the ships and models mm-hmm. and all that. And we talked about this before, how there, you can see the clear line connecting all the technology.
Right.
I like that. I don't like the new stormtroopers much at all. I think they look a lot like Cylons.
Okay.
Well, like the snowtrooper and the flametrooper in particular, with the like the really narrow slit hole and then the triangular like face structure and all. I don't have a lot.
And I guess the time frame here is, and I don't know if it's been said. I really haven't been reading up on what this movie is. I kind of want it to still be a surprise.
I got the impression it's like 30 years.
That's what I'm guessing. It's going to have to be about that, given the age of the actors. Can't be.
It's been 15 years.
Yeah. Well, can't be, you know, the next day.
Right.
So, we'll likely, there's obviously some passage of time. So, you know, the stormtroopers changing. I mean, they looked very different back in the prequel trilogy and versus what they became, what we became most familiar with them and where they're going to be now. But it'll be interesting how they take it. I haven't really been researching the story. You know, what role is this Empire? How much hold do they have versus before and this new Republic? And how much hold they're going to have? Is it, you know, are we still constantly at war for the last 30 years? That's what I think it's telling us. Because I can't believe they're going to come in the opening scroll and say we've had 30 years of peace, and now, you know, because of what. Can Kylo Ren? I don't know.
Yeah, I forgot that they have opening scrolls. Like I didn't even.
Well, what's the opening scroll going?
I'm always
to say?
Surprised by the opening scroll in the Star Wars movie.
It's funny because I used to take them for granted. I've actually gone back and you know in recent times and watching it, paid attention exactly to what it reads. I'm like, it's actually in bed. This is pretty cool. Because when I was watching it with my daughter, when we watched the movie straight through, I had her start at 1 and go to 6. Which I was told it was blasphemy, but I wanted to see how
her ruined the experience for her.
I wanted to see how her reaction was to the movie in that order. And, you know, like I said, the moment when Leia kisses Luke and her, she's like, ugh! You know,
that's gross.
We didn't know that. No. She knew exactly who they were. So it was,
Pop culture, folks.
It was a cool reaction. So I recommend that. If you got kids or you got multiple kids, try one of them one way, try the other way. And,
ruin their lives.
And see how it goes.
Such experiments. That's what kids are for.
Exactly. All right. Well, that's going to be about it for this one. So scale of 1 to 10, 7-ish?
6.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Tell us what you think. How did the trailer make you feel? Did it make you feel all squirmy or excited or whatnot? You can email us at pop@podcastturbia.com. You could also check us out on Facebook, post there, or on the Twitter at podcastturbia. iTunes reviews, we like those as well. You can also check out our other shows on iTunes. Just search for Podcasturbia, and everything will come up with so much content, you won't know what to do with yourselves. So, for this week, I am Brian, and he is Sam, and we will see you all next time.